For the sprawling field of Democrats vying to challenge President Trump, this summer could mean breakout or bust. 20 of the 24 Democrats running for president are set to participate in nationally televised debates this week. But at this early stage of the primary, Americans are directing most of their attention to just five candidates. It's a story by Ken Thomas, national political correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. Ken, what do we have?
Well, this is one of those inflection moments for the campaign. There's going to be 20 Democrats on stage this week in the first debates. If you look back at the first Republican debate in 2016, they drew about 24 million people. So this is going to be the biggest audience for the Democratic field. And then at the end of the month, we're also going to have the end of the second quarter fundraising. So after these two events, we should have a much better sense of where this field is headed, how it's going to shake out, who will be in a position to go the distance.
With this many people in the field, the stage is awfully crowded. Can you make your points? Can you score points?
That's going to be one of the biggest tests for these candidates, especially the ones who aren't as well known. They're two-hour debates, so you might get 10 minutes total if you're lucky. So for the candidates who are at 1% and not really registering with people, they're going to have to make a decision on whether they get a great soundbite going after President Trump. That's something that's very popular in the Democratic Party. Or if they make the decision to take a risk and attempt to contrast themselves with one of the front runners, it's certainly something we could see on the second night when Joe Biden will be debating.
We speak with Ken Thomas, Wall Street Journal national political reporter. His piece is called Early Democratic Field Splits into Two Tiers. You mentioned that kind of the five candidates, Biden, Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg, and Harris, are in a different field right now in terms of maybe name recognition or popularity. Is it make or break time for the other 15 plus on these two nights? Like, could it actually be over if they don't make some noise?
This is an important step for the others. A lot of them will also have a debate next month, the end of July. But the problem for these candidates is that the debate requirements get much tougher once we get into September. In order to qualify, this group of 20 had to hit either 65,000 online donors or average 1% in polling on a number of polls. And when they start looking at the qualifications for the third and fourth debate in September and October, those numbers are going to actually double, and they'll have to achieve both. So you'll have to have an average of 2% in the polls, and you'll have to have 130,000 donors. The 130,000 online donors is going to be really difficult for the vast majority of these candidates to hit. 14 were able to get 65,000 donors to qualify for the first two debates. But a lot of those candidates, I think, are going to struggle to get an additional 65,000 donors. So when you talk to some of these campaigns, they'll tell you privately that you could be looking at, you know, maybe eight candidates on the debate stage in September. And so if you're a candidate, you know, like a Tulsi Gabbard or a Jay Inslee or a John Hickenlooper, someone who isn't as well known, you may be looking at the prospects of not making the debate stage in September. And then if you can't get that kind of coverage, you know, in the fall when a lot of people will be tuning in, it may be really difficult to make that move into the upper tier of candidates.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Thomas, national political correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. Now there are even more ways to get This Morning on demand. Find our daily podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, and more. Or tell Alexa or Google to play This Morning with Gordon Deal, and you'll instantly be connected to America's first news.